Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology. Brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku.
At GCNLive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing world of science. Science that affects your viewpoint of the universe. Science that affects your life. And also, we're going to take listener phone calls. And so, once again, if you want to be part of the March of Science, then maybe what you should do is write down some of the questions that you want answered and put them on radio. That's right. And all we ask is that you leave your name, call letters at the radio station, city you're calling from, and bingo. Maybe your thoughts will be heard on 300 radio stations across the country, 100 radio stations across the country, and on the internet as well. And all you have to do is give us a call at 612-564-8135. Once again, the magic number is 612-564-8135. These are the numbers to call if you want to get on exploration. And what we're going to do today is, well, I'm going to summarize some of the big stories of the past month, and then we'll take a few listener phone calls. We're going to talk, for example, about the Webb Space Telescope. It's been giving us gorgeous photographs of the universe, and even the shadows, the faint image of planets, extrasolar planets, orbiting other stars. But some people say, well, weren't the pictures a little bit not colorful? Weren't they a little bit disappointing? And we'll talk about the color of the Webb Space Telescope photographs. And then I'll give you an update coming out of Chicago. Fermi Laboratory, which is a gigantic particle accelerator outside Chicago, is testing the Standard Model of subatomic particles. Just when we thought that we're closing in on the standard model of subatomic particles, now comes a glitch. Now we're beginning to find that there could be a new series of subatomic particles beyond the standard model. Think about that. And that implication has a direct impact on string theory, which is, well, what I do for a living. And then we'll say a few things about immortality. Wouldn't it be great if you could somehow live forever? Well, there are two ways that you might be able to live forever. One is digitally, that is, your digital image will be there on the web forever, and you'll be able to communicate with your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandkids because you have been immortalized on tape. And then, of course, who wants to simply be immortalized on tape when you're dead and buried? Why not have the real thing? So what's to prevent us from having real immortality? And we'll talk today about some of the obstacles to becoming immortal, really. And then I'll say a few things about the Oppenheimer movie. I had a chance to see the movie. I've commented on it before. And we'll say a few things about, well, the implications of the Oppenheimer case for the physics community itself. There was a split right down the middle in terms of the physics community as to how to deal with Oppenheimer. Was he disgraced? Did he come out ahead of the game? What was his role in history? And then, of course, we will take some more listener phone calls. Well, let's begin by talking about the Webb Space Telescope. The Webb Space Telescope is a little bit different than the Hubble, because of the fact that the Hubble telescope excelled at getting radiation from the visible spectrum and also the ultraviolet spectrum. So we had these gorgeous color photographs from outer space. But let's face it, they were a little bit fuzzy. Now comes the Webb Space Telescope, and the pictures are not fuzzy at all. Clear as day. But some people are saying, well, if I'm going to spend billions of dollars in tax money, why don't we have these spectacular color photographs like from the Hubble? Well, you see, the Webb Space Telescope is different from the Hubble. It excels at looking at the infrared range of colors. Colors that normally you can't see at all. Colors that are usually invisible to the naked eye. Why do that? Because we want to have information from Genesis, the origin of the universe. Now, if I have a flashlight and I stretch it, that is, I put a flashlight on a car and send the car barreling away from you, the light is stretched and it turns slightly reddish because the wavelength gets longer. Think of an accordion. If I have an accordion and I stretch the accordion, the sound gets lower as a consequence because you're stretching the waves of sound. Same thing for light. When a light beam moves away from you, the light beam goes from yellow to slightly reddish because the wavelengths are stretched as a consequence. This is called the Doppler effect. Now, the Doppler effect, of course, is also found in the police when the police track your velocity and wants to know whether or not to give you a ticket. If you're speeding next to a car, a police car, and you're speeding off into the distance, the police car shoots radio waves or light waves at your car, which bounce back, and because you are moving away from the police car, the wavelengths are stretched. Therefore, the frequencies are different as a consequence. That's how the police gives you a ticket. Now, what does that have to do with the Webb Space Telescope? The Webb Space Telescope, one of its primary missions was to probe the creation of the universe, something that the Hubble Space Telescope could not do very well. Now, radiation from the Big Bang has been stretched. Stretched because it happened many, many billions of years ago, about 15.8 or so billion years ago. And as a consequence, the radiation is stretched. Visible light is then stretched into the infrared. And that's why the photographs from the Webb Space Telescope are a little bit on the dark side, because we're probing the infrared spectrum. We're probing the creation of the universe. That's what it's all about. And so the Webb Space Telescope, by excelling at being able to detect the infrared radiation from outer space, gives us a handle on creation itself. Think about that. In the future, we're going to launch satellites into outer space that are gravity wave detectors. Now, that could open up a whole new era of astronomy. You see, astronomy has gone through a few phases. First, of course, starting with Galileo, we had optical telescopes. And then during World War II or so, we were able to get radio signals from outer space. So radio telescope technology got off the ground. Then we put telescopes into outer space, and we got another set of photographs from outer space. And next, well, we can't do this yet, but next we want to put gravity wave detectors in outer space that'll give us photographs of the instant of creation itself. Gravity waves emitted from the instant of the Big Bang. These gravity waves are still roaming around the universe, and a new generation of gravity wave satellites will detect them. This is called LISA, Laser Interferometry Space Antenna. Three satellites making a triangle separated by, well, a million miles, and any gravity wave from the Big Bang still roaming across the universe will hit these three satellites, jiggle them, and the interference pattern will give us a glimpse into creation itself. Now, why bother? Because then we'll be able to answer the question, what happened before the Big Bang? Now, you may say to yourself, well, isn't that impossible to detect? I mean, after all, the Big Bang was the origin of everything, right? Wrong. We physicists don't believe that there was infinite gravity, infinite energy, infinite explosive power at the instant of the Big Bang. There has to be something before creation itself. And that's where Lisa comes in. Lisa is designed to detect gravity waves from the instant of creation.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Every week on Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. Science that changes your view of the universe. Science that makes you understand what's it all about. And today we're going to summarize some of the emails that I get. And I'll say a few things about, the movie Oppenheimer and the question of immortality. Is it possible that one day we could live forever? But let's focus in on what's happening in Chicago. Outside Chicago, we have America's great atom smasher at Fermi Laboratory. And what the particle accelerator does, it smashes particles together at enormous velocities, giving us a handle on the nature of subatomic particles. Now, of course, the champion of all these particle accelerators is in Geneva, Switzerland, not in Chicago. That's the Large Hadron Collider, which bombards protons at trillions of electron volts. The Fermi Laboratory is smaller, but in fact is probably more useful for probing beyond the standard model. The standard model is our understanding of the subatomic world. But instead of being beautiful and gorgeous and awe-inspiring, it's ugly. 36 quarks and antiquarks, 3 generations of particles and antiparticles, a whole slew of Yang-Mills particles and Higgs bosons. It goes on and on and on. The standard model is a theory that only a mother could love. It's so ugly, but that's the paradox. We once thought that the deeper you probe into the nature of things, the simpler things get. That was the hope. We were hoping that at the instant of the Big Bang, it would all be so simple. But nope, that's not what happened. We have hundreds of subatomic particles coming out of our atom smashes when we smash protons together. So how do we go beyond the Large Hadron Collider in Geneva, Switzerland? We do this by looking at cosmic rays, specifically mu mesons. Mu mesons are a cousin of the electron. They're heavier than the electron. And they have a certain magnetic property, which we can measure very precisely. So by measuring the magnetic moment of the muon, it gives us an indication of how many particles there are inside the muon, creating the magnetic field. So here's a cheap and dirty way to probe fantastic energies way beyond the muon using ordinary muons. So ordinary muons, which are found in cosmic rays, have within them a signature of the Big Bang itself, a signature of particles so heavy that they would only be found at the instant of creation. And the mathematics of the standard model give us a prediction of the magnetism of the muon. Well, so far so good, right? Well, when we actually measure the magnetic field of the muon with the Fermilab particle accelerator outside Chicago, we find, oops, a deviation. The magnetic properties of the muon are slightly different from what we expect, meaning that we could be seeing signals from a new array of heavy subatomic particles that are inside the muon. This is causing an enormous amount of speculation. You know, for about 50 years, almost 50 years now, we've had the standard model. In fact, if you are a grad student getting your PhD in particle physics, you might be a little bit bored. The roster of subatomic particles, including protons and neutrons and Higgs particles, and it goes on and on and on, hasn't changed in about 50 years. How boring. We want to go beyond the standard model. And this is where new theories come in, including string theory. String theory is what I do for a living. And string theory is a theory that goes beyond the standard model. That's what all the excitement is about. Do we have a theory that could explain the slight deviation in the magnetic properties of the muon, which are caused by super heavy particles inside the muon? Well, that's the hope anyway. And of course, this gets us to the unified field theory. You see, Einstein had a dream. His dream was to find an equation, perhaps no more than 1 inch long, that would allow him to, quote, read the mind of God. In other words, the ultimate theory out of which everything else sprung forth. A theory that would explain the Big Bang, a theory which would explain how the Big Bang created the universe that we see around us today, the ultimate theory. Now, string theory, which I've talked about on this radio show a number of times, is based on the simple idea that at the fundamental level, all these subatomic particles are nothing but musical notes, like in a rubber band. You twang a rubber band at different rates and different angles, you get different frequencies coming out. Well, from a distance, this rubber band looks like a particle. A particle that could be in many vibratory modes by twanging it. Well, that's string theory. String theory says, why do we have so many subatomic particles? They're nothing but musical notes on a rubber band. A tiny rubber band made out of pure energy. And so this means that all the subatomic particles are compared to musical notes. That physics is compared to the harmonies of these musical notes. Chemistry is the interactions you can create when you combine these things into molecules. The universe is a symphony of these vibrating strings, And then the universe, the mind of God, would be cosmic music resonating through hyperspace. 11th dimensional hyperspace, by the way. And so people despaired of the idea of ever testing in this theory. In fact, many people have written articles denouncing string theory precisely because you don't have enough energy to create these higher vibrations. So the theory, they say, is untestable. Well, here's a possible test. As we get more and more particle accelerators, we're able to create magnetic fields of these particles. These magnetic fields are, in fact, sensitive to higher mass particles. Bingo. That's how we expect to find evidence, experimental evidence, for the standard model. Anyway, that's a hope. Time will tell. But here's an experiment done right now. Not 10, 20 years from now, but an experiment right now that could shatter the standard model. In other words, there could be a universe of particles beyond the standard model. And maybe Einstein was right. At the fundamental level, physics should be beautiful. It should be simple. It should be gorgeous. Not this horrible zoo of subatomic particles that we call the standard model. Now, to be fair, I should point out that the standard model works. At the low energy, it does in fact predict the subatomic particles that we get when we smash protons. All the quarks, all the muons, all the electrons, all the subatomic particles spinning forth every time you smash a proton fits exactly the prediction of the standard model. But now we're going beyond the standard model. And that's what all the excitement is about. So physicists are holding their breath. Will we find a new era of subatomic research? Was Einstein right all along that maybe there is simplicity, beauty, elegance at the deepest level of creation? Well, time will tell. And time will tell as we examine the results of particle acceleration from Fermilab, not 20 years from now, not 100 years from now, but today. We're getting results that may be able to allow us to probe the world beyond the standard model. And let's move on. I also get emails concerning the question of immortality. Why do we have to die anyway? And is it possible that we can create digital immortality? Well, this is what's sparking recent attention, because now, seriously, media companies are offering the possibility of immortalizing yourself digitally. For example, opera singers and people in the arts are being digitalized right now. You can Google them right on the internet, and you can hear the voice of your favorite singers that have passed away singing your favorite songs, songs that they never sung, songs that were artificially created using a computer. And so for those people that love opera music, perhaps you'll be able to listen to opera from people that have passed away and never sung these things in a performance. Well, time will tell. Okay, anyway, that's it for the first part of Science Fantastic. Stay tuned as we continue the discussion of immortality.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News update. At Camp David right now, President Biden hosting the leaders of Japan and South Korea for talks about China.
Our countries are stronger and the world will be safer as we stand together.
Hurricane Hillary churning and is expected to hit Southern California. Storm prep underway in the San Diego area. To Maui now, where there's been a resignation related to the massive wildfire.
The top Maui emergency management official who didn't sound warning sirens as wildfires wildfires swept across the island, has resigned. He stepped down the day after defending his decision not to activate the sirens. He said he feared coastal residents would have fled inland toward the flames. I'm Corey Myers.
More than 1,000 residents and tourists still unaccounted for this Friday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, if you want to ask a question and have your thoughts heard on 100 radio stations and the internet, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. 612-564-8135 is the number to call. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard nationwide and on the internet. Well, as we left off, we were talking about immortality, which has become a fad now. There are several commercial companies offering to digitize you so that you can entertain your great-great-great-great-great-grandkids forever. Already, opera singers, people that have mesmerized audiences for generations, they passed away, and yes, they have been digitized. The Japanese, in fact, are some of the leaders in this idea of digitizing great entertainers that have passed away. In the United States, William Shatner of Star Trek fame He was digitized. He sat in front of a camera for several days, a grueling process, and they basically asked him questions about his early life, his career, his thoughts, and digitized it and made it possible that you can talk to him as if you're talking to a real person, asking questions coherently. And, of course, the image of William Shatner answers coherently because the image has been homogenized by a computer program. The computer program smooths out the uh-uhs and whatever to give you coherent answers to the questions that you ask. And then the question is, well, if rock stars and entertainers can be digitized, what about you? Wouldn't you like to give your great-great-great-great-grandkids some lessons of life? Or perhaps nourish them with experiences that will enrich their understanding of where they came from? That's a possibility. It's a question, of course, cost, but costs keep dropping, and the accuracy of these reproductions are getting better and better. I'll admit that the first generation of Japanese images of immortalized singers were a little bit on the crude side, but they're getting better. Better as more and more computer power is added, more and more digitization of people's vocal cords and sounds is demonstrated. So there are ways in which you can increase the accuracy of the digitization process. Then the next question is, well, what about the real McCoy? What about living forever? With all we know about genetics and molecular biology, can we do it? Well, the answer is no. But yes, we're on to several avenues. First of all, there is one and only one way, proven way, by the way, to extend the lifespan. This has been done for insects, for animals, all the way up to apes now. We can actually extend their lifespan by caloric restriction. This means eating 30% less calories, you live 30% longer. And of course, you have to live like a hermit, a diet that would gag anyone. But hey, the payoff is that perhaps you can live forever. What happens with these animals is that their metabolism rate begins to slow down. Eating 30% less, that's a lot of food that you're not eating. And that means that your metabolism drops, your body temperature drops, you get more sluggish. And some people say, who wants to live like that? Living a life 30% longer, but in constant pain and constant hunger. Who wants to live like that? Well, some people say, what is the essence of caloric restriction so that I can live forever? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about what is and is not known about living forever.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And once again, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. All we ask is that you leave your name, call in to the radio station or the website you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and bingo, maybe your thoughts will be heard on national radio and the internet. But before the break, we had some questions about immortality. We talked about digital immortality, which is coming already. Well-known singers have been digitized. Next, well-known actors and entertainers will be digitized. And after that, maybe you and me. Who knows? But of course, many people ask the other question, what about the real McCoy? Not just a digitized image, but what about really, really living forever? Well, first of all, the question is, does it violate the laws of biology or physics to live forever? And the answer, strangely, is no. There are some organisms which have no finite lifespan, like the hydra. The hydra is a small little aquatic animal found in ponds, and when you try to tear it apart, it simply regrows parts of its body, and as far as we can tell, it never dies. That is, it is immortal. But who wants to live the life of a hydra, a tiny microscopic organism inside a pond? What about the real thing? Is there a law of physics or biology preventing it from happening? And the answer is no. There is a second law of thermodynamics. The second law of thermodynamics, I paraphrase, says that everything eventually runs down, everything falls apart, everything rusts. In other words, it's a law of physics that, in some sense, everything must die. But you see, there's a loophole in that law. The loophole says that in a closed system, all things must eventually fall apart and die. But you see, we don't necessarily live in a closed system. We get energy from the outside, in terms of sunlight, in terms of the food that we eat, in terms of therapies that we get from doctors. We do not live in an isolated world. So in other words, is it, by the laws of physics, possible to live forever? And the answer is, in principle, yes. And then the question is, how might you do it? Well, then the question is, what is aging? Aging, we now think, is the accumulation of error, mistakes. Mistakes in our DNA, mistakes in our cells, mistakes which eventually pile up and catch up to us. So in other words, aging is not something mysterious and magical. Aging is basically the net process of mistakes. Every time cells reproduce, mistakes are introduced. Just by living, metabolizing food mistakes are made. And so, in other words, that's one of the reasons why we die. We die because of mistakes in our DNA, and which leads in turn to diseases. Cells get sluggish, skin begins to sag, muscles begin to ache. All of that because of the fact that errors build up. But where do errors build up, and can they be rectified? Well, think of a car. Where does aging take place in a car? Well, that's obvious. The engine. If the engine goes, well, the car goes as well. That's where aging takes place. But why? Because that's where we have the second law of thermodynamics. Heat being generated. In other words, that's where combustion takes place. That's where burning of fuel takes place. That's where energy is extracted in the cell. That's where most of the mistakes originate. But we have something called CRISPR technology now. CRISPR technology allows us to monkey around with our genes, to rearrange the genetic code. So, in principle, if we can have a way to repair the mistakes as they are made, then perhaps we'd be able to cure the aging process. Well, of course, everyone has their favorite way of living forever. Most of them are quack cures. However, there are some that are being looked at very seriously. Antioxidants, for example. Oxidation takes place in your engine of your car. Well, that's it for this segment of Science Fantastic. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku, Professor of Theoretical Physics, and you're listening to Science Fantastic. Give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Also, pick up a copy of my latest book. It's a New York Times bestseller. It's called Quantum Supremacy: How Quantum Computers Will Change Everything. So we're talking about a new generation of computers, computers that will make artificial intelligence commonplace.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we explore the cutting edge of science. And we were left off talking about the aging process. First of all, what is aging? Why do we get old anyway? Well, we get old because errors build up. Errors in our DNA, errors in cells, and these errors accumulate over time. But you see, we have ways of correcting some of these mistakes. We're still in its infancy, but with genetic engineering, we're able to actually cure some of the broken genes of sick patients, cure genetic diseases. There are thousands of genetic diseases that have been cataloged, and in the future, we'll have a dictionary of them, and perhaps with CRISPR technology, we'll be able to cure some of these. And so there are many avenues being looked at, one of them being caloric restriction, another one being looking at oxidation. Different chemicals have antioxidant properties by which they can speed up the repair process, because oxidation creates mistakes. Just like your engine. Your car engine is where most of the mistakes in your car originate. Same thing with your body. And so, again, we don't have it yet, but we're hot on the trail of several chemicals, several organic pathways that may give us a clue as to how to slow down the aging process and repair those mistakes so that we don't necessarily have to age. And then I'd like to say a few parting words about the movie Oppenheimer. I've mentioned this before, but I have a personal stake in the film, in the sense that some of the people in the film, well, were acquaintances of mine. For example, Edward Teller. Edward Teller is painted as the person who wanted to build a hydrogen bomb, while Robert Oppenheimer said no, he wanted to stick with ordinary tactical nuclear weapons instead. Well, it turns out that the physics community was split on this question. Most of the physicists sided with Oppenheimer. They thought that we have enough nuclear weapons, we don't need more. But the military, the politicians sided with Edward Teller to design the hydrogen bomb and a new generation of nuclear weapons. Today, of course, we have tens of thousands of these weapons scattered all over the place, and hopefully we'll never use them. But I was part of the Teller camp. When I was in high school, I went to the National Science Fair. I built an atom smasher or particle accelerator when I was in high school. And I went to Albuquerque, New Mexico, where I was selected to be on television with Edward Teller. And afterwards, I interviewed with Edward Teller, and he offered me a scholarship to go to Harvard to fulfill my dream of becoming a physicist. And later, I found out that that scholarship had a name. It was the Star Wars Scholarship. In fact, there's a science writer for the New York Times who wrote a book about my scholarship, saying that Edward Teller, because of the Oppenheimer case, had a hard time recruiting young, bright physicists. And so he created this scholarship program to get young physicists to work on the Star Wars program. Well, I actually interviewed with Edward Teller for graduate school, and I told him that, well, I was not really interested in working on hydrogen bombs. That's what he was pushing. He even said that if I was to work at Los Alamos or Livermore National Laboratory, he would make sure that I would be one of the top people working on these hydrogen weapons. I said that, well, I'm not really interested so much in them because I was actually interested in a bigger explosion. For me, hydrogen bombs were old hat, an engineering problem, puny. I wanted to work on something even bigger, and that is the Big Bang, the creation of the universe. Why do we have the universe as it is today? Well, that's because we have to understand creation itself, and that's why I decided to part ways with Edward Teller. Now, the movie, by the way, is factually correct, but the emphasis of the movie has been criticized by some. The movie does not emphasize too much the fact that Oppenheimer was a little bit naive. Naive into thinking that he could redirect the Pentagon away from building hydrogen bombs. And his pet project was to perhaps wean the Pentagon away from hydrogen bombs to build tactical nuclear weapons. So Oppenheimer wasn't anti-nuclear by any stroke of the imagination. He simply wanted to divert the Pentagon away from hydrogen weapons to smaller tactical nuclear weapons. But in that sense, he was naive. The movie portrays him as somebody who was idealistic and thought he could change the direction of the Pentagon. Nope. The Pentagon had a different philosophy. Bigger, the better. The bigger the bomb, the better the explosion. So for the Pentagon, it was as much as possible finance the development of hydrogen bomb technology. So in that sense, the movie does not emphasize enough the fact that Oppenheimer was naive. Naive into thinking that he could redirect the thrust of American military policy. But the movie does have some factual statements to make, which I think are quite relevant. First of all, in the early stages of the developing of the bomb back in the 1930s, it was true, as the movie said, it was true that many people thought the Germans were way ahead of us, over a year ahead of us, in fact, in terms of building the atomic bomb. The greatest atomic scientist was Werner Heisenberg. He was the director of the Nazi atomic bomb project. And so it was natural to assume that the Germans would get the bomb first. In other words, this was a justification for working on the atomic bomb. Later, that justification began to fall apart because after Nagasaki, people began to realize that we were not competing against the Germans anymore. We were competing against ourselves and the Russians. Well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Every week, turn into Science Fantastic to find out the latest developments at the cutting edge of science. And the number to call is 612-564-8135. Give us a call.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.